Hello?
Hello, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation.
How can I help you?
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No, we don't.
Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will vote.
Will you say definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Okay. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
All right. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Definitely not Democrat.
Okay. So would you say Republican or Independent?
I prefer not to say.
Okay. No problem. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. Now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Protecting abortion rights.
I don't care. Everybody should be careful on their own.
All right. Protecting democracy and our voting rights.
10.
Okay. Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
10.
Funding for mental health services.
7.
Cracking down on illegal drugs.
10.
Lowering rent.
10.
Okay. Improving K-12 education.
10.
Raising taxes on the wealthy and big corporations.
8. How long is this to be surveyed?
About 2 more minutes.
I'm sorry, you take a lot of people's time. Okay, go ahead with your questions.
All right, I do apologize. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. Joe Biden.
0.
All right. Lori Chavez, the Reamer.
You think it's funny? Lori Chavez, this for Oregon. 50.
Mm-hmm. 50, okay. Donald Trump.
80.
J.D. Vance.
100.
All right. Kamala Harris.
0.
Republicans in Congress.
50.
Okay. Janelle Bynum.
Who?
Janelle Bynum?
I don't know who she is.
All right. Mega Republicans.
What Republicans? Mega?
Yes.
Are you serious? Are you guys calling them Mega Republicans? 100.
All right.
So this is actually a Democratic survey. You do realize that?
It goes both ways, actually. You know, it's not
really. Not really. How do you call the Democrats? Tell me, if the Republicans are MAGA, how are the Democrats? Do you guys have a name for them?
I'm unsure about that.
Well, I'll give you a name. Loser, right there, put them, since they call the Republicans MAGA. You should not put names in political parties. You should not put names next to their name. So the service is stupid to begin with.
Could be.
Because it's a partisan survey. You should have a fair survey, 50-50. But this is not a fair survey.
Every person has a different opinion on it. It could be, yes.
Every Democrat has a different opinion on it, yes. But again, why do you have MAGA next to Republicans? What do you have next to Democrats?
No, actually, I think MAGA is actually an agenda that they have going on right now.
Yeah, make America great again. That's the agenda. Should go right next to the Democrats, right? We want America to be good.
Right.
MAGA Democrats, right?
Yeah.
I know. They don't give you this kind of information.
Yes. Well,
so they, the 100. 100, you can read the MAGA Republicans, since you have the question there.
Okay. What about Democrats in Congress?
Zero.
Okay. What about Ron Wyden?
I don't know who he is.
I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein?
Republican.
All right. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican?
Republican.
All right. Even though you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024?
Again, I have no idea who she is.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
Would you say somewhere?
Do you approve of him? Do you see him? Do you approve of him?
I wouldn't be able to give you my opinion, ma'am.
Of course, but you want my opinion.
Do you approve?
How is that fair?
Do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez, the Reamer, is handling her job as your member of Congress?
I approve.
All right, would you say strongly or somewhat?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Is your survey done? Dude, it's 8 minutes. Is your survey done?
No, we still have a couple of questions to...
Sorry, I'm not going to answer no more questions. This is just a partisan survey. They can wipe their butt with their survey because it's not a fair survey. Bye-bye.
Alrighty, thank you for your time.
One second.